Fourth plinth. The people of UK participate in an art project. Have you ever wanted to speak out about something in public? 2,400 people in the UK had an opportunity to do just that as part of a hugely successful art project in central London.
The project, known as One and Other, was by British sculptor Anthony Gormley. He invited the people of the UK to use the empty fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square in London to say their piece. So, every hour, 24 hours a day, for 100 days without a break, from 6th of July to the 14th of October 2009, different people made the plinth their own.
Some people used the plinth to promote political causes. Brian Kapiloff used his hour to highlight the cause of Linda Carty, a British grandmother who's on death row in a prison in Texas, accused of murder. Kapiloff was joined on the plinth by a cardboard cutout of Carty. Gary, a retired biology teacher from Yorkshire, busked and talked about the plight of the people of Marafandilia in Madagascar. He highlighted the importance of Madagascar for wildlife. He also raised money for the people and the forest. A journalism student from Eastern England used her hour to raise money for an anti-landmine charity. She also talked about it and debated it with the people below.
Some used their hour to promote business ventures. Chris, a filmmaker from London, spent his hour pitching Missed Connections, a short film that he was trying to get made. But most people just wanted to have fun. Simon, no surname provided, age 49, decided to strip naked during his time on the plinth. At the time, he was going through a difficult but long-anticipated separation and said the event would serve to symbolise the beginning of a new age for him. Judith, a teacher from Eastern England, used her hour on the plinth to have a bit of time for herself and to read her library book. Tim from Yorkshire wanted to meet and greet a few people, sit and chat about where he was from, how he got there, and where he was going. Louise from Scotland had a picnic, and Jo from the East Midlands spent her time giving out some happiness as part of her Free Hugs campaign.
The rules for the project were simple. You had to be 16 or over and be living or staying in the UK. Participants were picked at random and chosen from the thousands who entered. Those selected had to stand on the plinth alone for the whole hour and could do whatever they wanted, provided it was legal, and they could take anything that they could carry. As the artist himself explained, "This allows us to reflect on the diversity, vulnerability and particularity of the individual in contemporary society. It's about people coming together to do something extraordinary and unpredictable. It could be tragic, but it could also be funny. And it was."